Hello, everyone, and welcome to the weekly energy update for the week of May 12th, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from sunny and beautiful Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy Mother's Day! I got up early this morning to go to Wild Crumb, which is a little local bakery here in Bozeman, and treat myself to my favorite huckleberry scones. Such a wonderful way to start the day. So this is the last week of Taurus season. The energy completely changes in a week when we move from sweet, slow, and steady Taurus season to busy Gemini season. Gemini season brings excitement and newness, while Taurus season's vibes help us slow down and focus on the good stuff in life. So let's appreciate this energy while it's here and savor every moment of this week. I thought this would be a good time to catch our breath, take inventory of where we are, and do a little recap about the first part of the year before we go full speed ahead into summer. As a reminder, this is an 8 universal year in numerology, and 8 years is all about abundance, success, prosperity, power, and achievement. This is a year when we can bring our dreams to life. It's an empowering and liberating year where the hard work we've put in starts paying off. And 8 years for redefining our goals and what we want in life, and then holding the emotional space for the life we leave behind. There's grieving involved anytime we change, even if it's a good change and we want it. We're done with a chapter of our lives, and good or bad, it's over and there's no going back. The number 8's also associated with karma, and if something is meant to be, it often happens quickly. And we experience that during the eclipse season. The eclipse seasons this year are very powerful. What happens this year has long-lasting consequences. It shapes our lives for a long time, if not forever. This is also the year of the wood dragon. The dragon is a symbol of power, strength, and vitality, and is considered lucky, making this a powerful year, and it's a great year also to start new projects and new chapters in life because we feel more ambitious and empowered. And of course, we got some luck on our side too. So it's the year of the dragon that's also an 8 year. This is a transformative year with great things in store for us. A year when big changes happen in our lives. A year when we start new chapters and have access to our dream lives. And it may not feel like that right now at all, especially after that crazy-ass eclipse season. Some of us are still reeling from it. The changes that happened are still working their way through. And it's hard to believe that relationships breaking up, jobs ending, health issues, and other traumatic events are for the best. It may take a while to see that. The eclipse has changed all of our lives in some way. So if you didn't have an external change in your life, you no doubt had some internal shifts. So Taurus season is giving us a little breather, time to catch our breath and integrate these changes into our lives. There are 4 planets in Taurus right now. The Sun, Venus, Jupiter, and Uranus are all in Taurus. And on Wednesday the 15th, Mercury moves into Taurus for the rest of the month. This is a metric shit ton of Taurus energy. So soak up every ounce of it. Allow yourself to feel grounded and calm and enjoy the finer things in life like food, music, art, and nature. We have one more lovely week of this energy and then life shifts again. So Mercury in Taurus is wonderful for our minds. It helps us make practical, good decisions. We're able to concentrate. We're patient and we think things through. If there's something you've been needing to say to someone, this is the time because you'll think it through. You'll be calm about it and you'll have a better delivery than usual. It's also easier to claim what we want and need right now. Lovely Venus and the good luck charm Jupiter are aligned alongside Mercury, giving us a boost of confidence to ask for what we want directly. This includes asking for what we want directly from the universe, too. You also may be hearing a lot of, well, let me think about that, or let me get back to you on that. Mercury in Taurus is like the person who takes forever to order from the menu, even if they've been to the restaurant 100 times. which may drive some of us more fast-moving people crazy. So if you're one of those people, this is your chance to just chill out, relax, and remember there's plenty of time. This week is our reminder that there's plenty of time. One of the hardest things about my job is time. It's so hard to predict when something is going to happen, and we all want to know when. I occasionally will get an answer from the guides about timing. Once I got a message that the event would happen in August. It would have been nice, though, if I'd gotten the year, too. So sure enough, the woman met her partner in August. It was just August of the following year. Time is so hard to predict because it doesn't exist. It's an illusion. We only have now, the present moment. True fulfillment and peace of mind exist in the present moment. When you're present, there's no need to rush or worry about time running out. And we think by working harder, faster, being more organized and planning, that we're giving ourselves more time. The crazy part of that is the only place there is an abundance of time is in the present. So if you're feeling rushed or like there isn't enough time, you're in scarcity energy. The scarcity of money and time are best friends. And we want an abundance of both of those bitches. So this week, slow down, be present, and remember there's always enough time. This last week of Taurus season is also the perfect time for the Northern Lights. Ryan and I grabbed some ice cream and drove out to a back road to see him a couple nights ago. Talk about awe-inspiring. This is the biggest geomagnetic storm we've had in 20 years. The sun is currently in a peak period of solar flares and storms. We know this intense solar energy can knock out satellites and power grids, so of course it would be affecting our energy too. This intense energy can activate and stimulate our chakras, causing a shift in our consciousness. The impact of solar storms on human consciousness can both be positive and negative. Some people may experience a surge of energy and feel more alive and focused during a solar storm. You may feel more creative and inspired and have a greater sense of clarity and purpose, and I can relate to that. On the other hand, some of us may experience anxiety, irritability, insomnia, and restlessness during a solar storm. You may feel overwhelmed by the intensity of the energy and find it hard to focus or concentrate. All this energy also amps up our spiritual abilities. It may feel like you're in a time warp, or your crown chakra may be activated and the top of your head may feel hot or itchy. You may see spirits or experience weird things. So salt baths, getting out in nature, and drinking lots of water can help. We're energetic beings, and all the energy that's hitting the planet is raising our vibration and our consciousness. Many spiritual leaders believe this extra energy from the sun is helping wake us up spiritually, leading to a shift of consciousness on our planet. So such a wonderful time to be alive and experience all of this. So if you're looking to connect more with your spiritual side and the spiritual realm, my 6-week course on how to channel spirit guides starts tomorrow. All of us can channel and communicate with our guides, with angels, ancestors, and our animal guides. You just need to know the process of how to do it and then practice a little bit. And that's what this course is about. I'll be showing you exactly what I do to channel, and you'll create your ritual, and then we'll practice. So at the end of the 6 weeks, you'll be able to do it too. It's only $199, and I will put a link in the show notes, and you can go to my website, abundology.com too. So as always, thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with a friend. I am going to plant some flowers in the pots on my balcony today, probably take Jasper for a hike, and then just enjoy being alive. So savor the joy and the beauty of this last week of Taurus season, and I'll talk to you again next week.